So we're busy with the concept of understanding our purpose in this world as being a shliach of Hashem, and therefore the difficulties and problems and the requests that Hashem makes of us, we're capable of achieving and doing, because the shliach has the same power as the mashalach. And if Hashem asks you to do something, then you have what it takes to do it, because Hashem helps you, then you can do it. You see, when a person lives like that, that injects into you an enormous kayach, enormous power to do what you have to do. Because you understand that, well, notwithstanding the challenges and the difficulties and the problems that we have, we're actually fulfilling our purpose in the world as a shliach of Hashem. Okay, let's push this a bit further. Very important to solve this. Very important. This has got to be internalized. It's a hard, this next shtick that we're dealing with is a difficult sugya. Chaylik Godel mihamat'an harikshi v'rikshus hamerirut she'adam chash v'chayev he'agosha ki lo haylech loy. The biggest problems and struggles and ordeals we have and frustrations and challenges is people not guiding for me. They're not guiding my way. They're not guiding how I want them. The daito who ainu magia the chayim haidilim shebeem hu rotsu lichyot. He's not getting to this ideal life that he has in mind for himself, and he's just not getting there. Things are just not going the way he wants it. Haemesi shematzava chayim hakashim v'tafuchoy sazman masapkin la'adam efshriyot raboit shelo liyois merutza. The vicissitudes of life, the difficulties, the challenges, as time unfolds and things change and whatever, gives a person plenty of opportunities not to be, what's the word, desirable with life, not to be happy with his lot. The Tzareinu, Harav Anu Niskalim, Banashim Misugze. Kol matzav tomid hayni motzu es hanakuda hashlilis vezatzada bilti mutzlach. We find people like this all the time. Yeah, unfortunately, we bump into people all the time, right? Who are always able to find the negative in every possible situation. Yeah. The woman master once had a wonderful test. Brilliant. Yeah, let me see if I can do it with you guys as well. Is to start off his Shalom Bayit Vaad like this. What do you see here? Dot. You? Yeah. What do you see?
White paper.
Oh! You see, there's a lot going on here. There's a little dot in the middle. There's a big piece of white paper. So we're trained to see the little black spot. Yeah? So we do that with our kids. We do that with our, the one thing, the kid comes home and he drags mud along the floor, right? So when do you notice the kid? Yeah. What is he dragging mud on the floor? That's all you see. He got up this morning, he dressed himself, he might have made his own sandwich, he went to cheder, he learned, he played. He had a quite actually functional, big white page day. On that page, there happened to be a few black dots. So how come all you saw were the black dots? Yeah, that's how you start his Shalom Bayit share. Okay, what do you see here? Fine. If you go through marriage like this, you're in a lot of trouble now. Yeah, because you gotta look to see at the white page and start ignoring the black dots, and that's life. That's the board here. Yeah, people in the world that manage to always find the little dark cloud there in the silver lining. V'amnam zuri yisat tainosah shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar shehayim mit'oinenim ra'a ba'ozne Hashem. This is Hakadosh Baruch Hu's saying. It's Klal Yisrael around in the midbar who were complaining and fetching. So kach mochiach Moshe Rabbeinu is Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, "Memorim ayitim im Hashem, miyoyim dait yetchem." You have been memorim. You have been what's the word? Complaining, kvetching, from the word mar, from bitter. With Hashem, from the day I've known you, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Ein man besog a kol shu b'kedushon v'shel dor dayev. We have to say we don't understand who this generation that went up to the midbar was. I don't think you begin to understand them. The lowest of them was a was a greater novel in Yechezkel, okay? So we're talking about a bunch of God and gold that we don't understand Bichlop. But Doma Kabla Taira, they saw Kosh Bochu, Ach, Rabosayru Limdoinu, Lekach, Umaitse Medivra Taira Kadesha. We have to learn from what the Torah tells us, whatever we're able to understand with our limited understanding. But Musa Haskel there, Anu Taizu. And on this Musa Haskel, we have to understand it to our ability. אחד מהעניינים שמוטלת עלינו מצב לזכור תודי היא, one of the things that we commanded to continue to remember, it says, זכור את אשר הקצפת את השם אלוקיך במדבר. One of the six things a person has to remember, the sidur there, the six is chroinus, it's actually a ladder. And one of the things we have to remember is the הקצפת את השם אלוקיך במדבר. In the Art Stroll, I think the translation is, you anger Hashem in the Midbar. Yeah? Remember every day. Remember, you anger Hashem in the Midbar. Hareinu la'avin, ma'u ha'ika ha'godol ha'nilmad mikach she'avastayinu niso et ha'kosh bolchu b'midbar. What are we supposed to learn here? What's the ika? You have to remember every day. You've got to remember every day. Remember, you anger Hashem in the Midbar. What are we supposed to take from this? Well, I have to remember every day. What am I learning here? But do I need to score Indian Zetomi? Well, I have to continue to remember this. Really, the Fisham is by Medivra Hasoim Akadoshim, the way it's explained in the Soim Akadoshim. Esther is saying that she missed out the same as a Koshboch from Midbar. Talishov tested a Koshboch with 10 tests. We know that Abraham Avinu was tested with 10 tests, and Hashem tested Talishov with 10 tests. It's brought down, yeah, Chiddush, that Talishov tested Hashem with 10 tests. What does that mean? Whatever it is, that's Einu Sipo Historia Greida. That's not just an historical sort of account of what happened. Chayvim Anu Lilmoid Mikach Lechach Maisa. We have to take away some Alochel Maisa from this. Chumash is not just a nice history story. Everything there is for us to learn and to take some blow from. Kol Adam Mechayav Yesh Lo Zmanim O Metzovim Shebem Hu Oymed V'Kol Echad Me'esu Nisoynes Shinisa V'Seynes Akosh Boruch Hu Mikdor. Everybody has, and he goes through his Talich in life, first of all you have to know that he's going to go through the same 10 tests that his ancestors went through. The 10 tests of Avraham Avinu, which were the 10 tests that Klal Yisrael went through, are the 10 tests that every Yid's going to go through. You have to know that. Avraham Avinu davened that the Bispak and the Sodom Sakharos Borchum, that every one of his children would go through the same 10 tests he went through. So that the Olam Haba would be as perfect as it could be, because they earned it, and they didn't get any Olam Haba because of any free Yid. That's the Avraham Avinu one. And now we're learning also that the same 10 tests that we tested the Kosh Bocha, our ancestors tested the Kosh Bocha, but we're going to test the Kosh Bocha to the journey of our lives. The Chayin Alayin of Yilmoy, the Lahapik Lekach Vidivra Torah. Therefore, you have to learn from the Torah what they went through, my soul, a similar bonim, in order to know how to deal with your own particular situation in the microcosm of those tests. Kadesh Yoichel Lamoy Binisoyna Sayyid. In order that we can understand these tests properly and understand how to deal with it. So the Tanoim and the whatever used to have to go deal with the Roman emperors or whatever, they used to learn the Pasha dealing with Yaakov meeting Esav. The ongoing battle between Yaakov and Esav was represented by the ongoing battle of Israel and Rome. Edom, that's Esav, that's what it represents. So whenever the Gedolim used to have to go deal with the Roman emperors or deal with the Romans that were ruling over the Jews at that time, they would go learn those parshas. Because from those parshas you learn how to deal with the world out there. So I think you can deal with the world out there on your own, you know. Well, we've got an atom bomb, we're cool. No, you have to know how to deal with the Goyish world. Yaakov Avinu taught us how to live with amongst the Goy. So you have to learn from that. It's not just a historical story. Oh, Yaakov meets Esav and they have a chat and they kiss each other and, you know, Shalom on Israel and with his children and blah, blah, blah. is a Musa halacha lemaisa how we have to live in the world today. The dogma gam b'tochayim misoyrus lo pan nekudas hamisoyinim. We often have our own go through our own sugya of misoyinim, the complainers. Kashe anu mitmaranim al hanogas Hashem klapeinu. When we complain about the way Hashem deals with us, right? Why is this happening to me? You ever had that one run through your head? Everybody. I don't understand why this happening to me. Why is Hashem punishing me? Why is Hashem doing this? Why don't I have this? Why has he got a mouth? Why can't I? Yeah, that's the sugya. When this is happening, Aleinu lahatziv leneged ameinu es pashas hamisoyimim shemetzoyru lahiti. We have to take out the partial business oyimim. Well, I'm one of them. Well, see, I learned from Isaiah as well. They were misoyimim, and so am I. Says you've got to keep your minhagim. So, to take out the sugya and have a good learn of it and see how to deal with it. Nachzor atim l'kudah merkaz l'shubah noiski. Let's go back to the central l'kudah that we're dealing with. Kashiru di yoydaya, ki hu shliach shel Hashem. But a person knows that he's only here as a shliach of Hashem. V'yesh lo tafkid yechoydi. That's very important you saw this. You have a unique job in the world to do and you're a shliach of Hashem. And of course, if he's asking you a job and he's giving you a specific task to do, he's going to give you very specific tools, yeah, and situations with which to fulfill that task. Who may have been kialim and emet ain masav who yoich aloyim lo heilechli. He's never able to say, "Hey, things aren't going for me. Things are not working out for me." What do you mean? Everything is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. Everything. The situation that I'm in, what's going on here, this problem, this challenge, this difficulty, this failure, this bad. You're the Shliach of Hashem. Hashem, give me everything you need. What is the situation here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed? What yet didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu design for you? Everything. Yeah, but because I did an Aveira, and that's Hashem's punishing me. Yeah, because you messed up in a certain area, so therefore the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to redefine and reallocate and work out what now necessary for you to do in the world. So the response from Hashem is still the best thing for you based on your choice. You chose to go right instead of left. Had you gone left, it would have been, you know, test A. But you went right, now you got test B. But then that's all aimed to get you to where you got to get to. So you can never tell that what's happening now, this is not supposed to be happening to them. Exactly what Hashem wants to be happening to you right now. Irrespective of what you think. Fine. Lo alech li. Or aneinu matzliach. That's another good one. I'm such a failure. Yeah, I messed up here. What are you talking about? You messed up? What is it? How did you mess up? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a job to do. You did everything you were supposed to do. It didn't work. It wasn't supposed to work. I know Hashem wanted to work. It didn't make it work. The business you started, you went out to make status, you did a business, whatever. The business got to went bankrupt. Oh, I'm such a lousy businessman. Who said? What's it going to do with you? The business works or nothing going to do with you. That's Hashem. Hashem said, open a store for me. So he opened a store for him. So I went bankrupt a few weeks later. Hashem said, close the store for me. He closed the store for him. Now you've got to deal with the banks and this and the creditors and whatever. Hashem said, please deal with the banks and the creditors and please give them money. I had a store that went bankrupt. Please go and sort it out for the creditors. Oh, okay, I've got to go deal with the creditors. I'll deal with the creditors. Okay. Poshut, no? Anybody living like this here? This is a big mistake. That's the ice in the kudo is shelo heleches. Sham tom and middle tafkidi aichidi. It's dusky in the areas where you're frustrated and where you're backing and you're having a hard time. That's dusky where your shlichas Hashem is. Your unique shlichas. Ubekach anu mevatze es shlichusa hanemona in kol akushi hakoruch bo. And it's there where I express my faithful agency, the way I'm doing what Hashem wants to in a faithful way, with all the difficulties that are tied up in this nisoy. Ala Adam Lahare, the person has to think. Dafka ha nisoynes ha miuchodim ha oivim alai. Dafka the unique nisoynes that I'm going through now. Haim afik ha hashka ha miuchad shehanik lo Hashem Yisbarach. Shehanik li Hashem Yisbarach. Yesh kamokam abika litgade behem. Litgade behem. It's dafka this where I'm going to make a unique investment. Where Hashem is investing in me in a very unique way. Zuhi tatkida yichuda alayadmos. This is my unique purpose in the world. That's why I'm here. There's no other reason to be here. The Vilna Gaon says, "If lo kein lama tam chai." If not to withstand this, if not to change, if not to battle with your bad midas, if not to battle with the difficulties in life, then what are you here for? Why are you here? And another thing you have to know, that from Adam Arishan all the way down to Mashiach, there's no one else except you that can do this job. If you don't do it, it's never going to get done. There is no one else that can do it. It looks like somebody else can do exactly the same job, yeah, but you didn't do it. Your doing it is unique to somebody else doing it. No one else can do it. So there's a couple important decisions. First of all, when things are going bad, it's good. Obviously, the Gemara says a person has suffering coming upon him, he's got to check out his deed, he's got to do tshuva. It doesn't potter you from tshuva. Yeah? There might be a new religion out there that says if you don't have to do tshuva, you've got to mevayir. You have to do tshuva, you've got to check your ma'asim. If suffering comes to a person, the first thing you've got to check out your ma'asim, check out your deeds, do tshuva. Once you've done that, so that's it. Whatever happens now, that's the best thing that happens to you. That's number one. Number two, you have to know that what's happening to you is only happening to you. This couldn't happen to anybody else because no one else has your unique job in the world. On the surface, there's a lot of things which are very similar happening to a lot of different people. And that's an area to get a lot of chizuk from as well. Yeah, you've got a kid who's causing problems or whatever. You think you're the only person in the whole world that's got a kid who's going through these problems, right? So you really feel alone and alienated. No, if you speak to next to neighbor, you'll find that he's also got these problems with his kids. He's got his four, they look on the surface very similar. But what's different is it's your unique job and it's your unique way you're going to deal with this job. No one else can do it. And the other thing you have to know is this is part of Hashem's, this is Hashem, you're doing for Hashem. You're not doing this because you need to do this. You're doing this because Hashem asked you to do this. So you're doing this because you're Hashem's shliach. If you don't do it, Hashem will have to do it. Hashem is very busy, can't manage on his own. He asks you to help him out of it. No. Obviously not, but that's the shliach. Pashut! Yeah? That's it. Everybody from this office is going to live like this, yeah? Months and months of real hard musa to drill this into your consciousness. But the easy things, it's kind of easy. If you want to start working on this, pick the easy things, right? Yeah, pick the easy things, like there wasn't enough milk for coffee in the morning. You know, start with that one. The big ones are a lot harder to deal with. Yeah, there's some things which are just sometimes overwhelm us, you know. You start building this little reservoirs of bank spaces of little emunah moments where things went hard and you couple up. So, Hashem didn't want me to have milk now. Baruch Hashem, obviously wouldn't be good for me to have milk. Part of my shlichus in the world is to drink black coffee. Or not have coffee at all. I'm not being petty yet. You've got to find your place where the decision is. But that's, you have to look at it. The big ones are obviously, you know. And you'll see also, we're going to deal with that next, so we need the time to start. So we'll probably stop here. But you'll see that this is the big cause of jealousy. Person understands this, you'll never, ever, ever want from somebody else's God. The result of Elijah said, it's like wanting the other guy's prescription for his glasses. I don't really like my prescription, I'd like yours. But with his prescription, I'm not going to see properly. Why, he sees beautiful, look how well he sees with his prescription. I want his prescription. That's ludicrous, right? Yeah, it's like wanting his medication when you don't have the same problem. You know, that's what this also like I said. Jealousy is wanting the other guy's glasses. Because wanting what he's got says you don't trust Hashem that he's giving you what you need. Yeah, but he got a new car. I also want a new car. If you needed a new car, you have a new car. Well, why does he have a new car and you don't? Because for you to have a new car, it would be terrible. It would be good. Hashem would give it to you. You know, Machavu's got such a good memory, and if I just had a memory like his, well, I'd really learn well. Can I call him give you the same memory that Machavu said? Yeah. So why didn't he? It's not good for you, because for your tafkid, you need a lousy memory. For his tafkid, he needs a good memory. And then both big misoyim said, by the way. Having a good memory is a terrible misoyim, having a lousy memory is a terrible misoyim. Neither of them are particularly black. Having a good memory is a bigger scare, because you know it's to do chazara. God's got a lousy memory, at least you know you've got to work very hard, and in this business you get paid for the work you do. Not for the result. So So Gaal's not so bright, and he's not so clever. The chances of becoming a big Talmud Chacham are much better than if he's very bright and he chaps quickly. Gaal, they chap quickly, they got a big nisayon, because he chaps, and now he goes and plays, he got shir. The guy didn't get shir sitting and learning all afternoon trying to chap shir. You get to Shemayim, you have a look who, you know, who built Mathilia. Very often you see this. So having a good memory could be the worst possible thing for you. Having a car could be the worst possible thing for you. Having what you've got. If you understand that everything you've got is from Hashem, it's all good, it's what you need, you're not looking at other people. What he got, what I've got, what he's got, no one can take anything away from you. No one can give anything to you if a Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. Therefore, whatever you've got, whatever anyone takes away from you, etc., that's all Hashem wants. It's all what's best for me. So what's the problem? The problem is we believe it and we know it, but we haven't really got it into the heart yet. Okay, so now you know what you have to do. You'll learn a bit of Musa, get it from the ancient. Yeah. Do you know what it is? The Tabbah said the other day, talk to yourself, yeah? Have a weekend seminar with yourself, you know? Why pay 2,000 shekels or whatever to go to a hotel somewhere for the weekend to get someone else to talk to you? Spend 20 minutes a day, you must say, talking to yourself. Drilling the thing to your kishku. Questions, comments, reactions. Very important area.